Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and in love. Misericordis Domine, the merciful heart of the Lord, the fourth Sunday of Easter, John 10. For the lectionary for the fourth Sunday of Easter is always John 10, Shepherd and Sheep. Good Shepherd Sunday, some call it. Many times it falls around Mother's Day. It's all very cute. But after a couple of cycles of shepherd and sheep business, you might be actually tempted to preach on the epistle. But deep down inside, you will know better, and you will preach on the shepherd and the sheep yet once again. Jesus is walking around the temple grounds. It's the Feast of Dedication. We know it as Hanukkah. It was a little cold that day. And if you ever heard the Hanukkah song on the radio at that time of year, you'll have trouble ever going to an Adam Sandler movie again. Of course, Jesus has been causing quite a stir. He's been healing the sick, cleansing lepers, feeding the hungry, driving out demons, and raising the dead. He's been sticking up for the poor, the weak, and the defenseless. And you know, you can get into trouble for doing that. Many people are interested in this man from Galilee. After all, everybody knows that nothing good can come out of Galilee. Just like everyone knows that nothing good can come out of the hinterlands of the Garden State into the great metropolis. But this Jesus is in Jerusalem, the capital city, and all kinds of people come here seeking validation of their cause. Our text today is verse 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. These words are self-evident. They are a claim of divinity and a claim that the divine man dies for the sheep. There's no question in the hearers of Jesus that he was claiming to be the Messiah, the Christ, for he used the code language, I am. Just like God responded to Moses from the burning bush, what if they ask me, said Moses, who sends me? And the God from the burning bush says, I am who I am. Some preachers will spend a good portion of this text talking about the sheep. That's okay. Sheep are known for being stubborn. Sheep are known for recognizing the voice of their shepherd, or at least the barking of the shepherd's dog. Sheep do stink. Take it from one who once lived about a mile from a sheep farm, and when the wind was blowing the right way, you get the point. You can go on further in this text and learn that a simple proclamation of who Jesus is does not go over well. The proclamation did not create faith. Instead, many appeared to reject him and are looking around for stones to stone him. Some wanted to see him arrested and thrown into one of Pilate's dark prison cells for a while. This Jesus from the hinterlands of Galilee is inconvenient. In fact, he's a downright embarrassment in the capital. Now, we're more polite these days. We don't throw stones at Jesus anymore, and crucifixions are long gone, and they wouldn't pass constitutional muster. The court would declare them both cruel and unusual. Many times, instead, we spend time bewailing our sins. I am a wretched soul. Nothing is worthy in me. That's a great escape. I bewail my sins, talk about Jesus as my Savior, and then I go on living my life as though nothing ever happened. This is much more hideous than ignoring him, marginalizing him, or making him into a myth. Jesus dies for sheep he loves, sheep he cherishes, sheep he considers worthy of being saved. And we are to be no other. See, what this passage is really all about is reality. The reality of sin, death, and the devil are not just marginalized by Jesus, they are defeated. They are crushed under the foot of one promise long ago. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lies down his life for the sheep. It is now. it once was and will always be the Good Shepherd who lies down his life for the sheep. Therefore, focus on Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't trust because an esteemed teacher told you so. Just trust Jesus and trust him above all things. Once upon a time, not the television show, but once upon a time in the fair Garden State of New Jersey, a pastor and parishioner were talking in the narthex after church. The pastor asked her how her new job was going, and she replied she really likes this job, answering phones, and that her desk was near the door, so she should get home and out as soon as possible after work. The unwary pastor asked her if there was anything new about her new job that she didn't like. And she replied that the married boss was sleeping with one of the other receptionists, and that made for some unpleasantness. This same unwary pastor then asked what she would do if the boss made a pass at her. She said in one of those loud, brassy voices with a distinctly Southern European accent, "I would tell him to forget about it." A certain unwary pastor learned that day that the gospel is sometimes preached in the narthex. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Means that sometimes it's best that we forget about our sins and simply trust in Jesus. We're not antinomians. Sin is real and there are consequences. But the eternal consequences are the business of the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. You see, it's always about Jesus. It's not about our sins, no matter how hideous they can be. Faith is about trusting in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. It's about being in the flock of the Good Shepherd. You are a sheep in the Good Shepherd's pasture. Now, sheep by themselves are simply a stinking group of animals. But when the shepherd gathers them, they are his flock. And when you've been gathered by the Good Shepherd, you've been gathered forever. Forget about everything else. Trust in Jesus. Now, as one who has preached this text on Easter 4, I must say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and Amen.